At the office of Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll, I'm Rick Moore with MSO News Sports. Madam Mayor, been a while since I've been here, and the first thing I just noticed with this orientation, you got this giant screen. What is that on the wall there?
We're finally in the 21st century. It's a great tool for us when we're doing presentations, reviewing budgets, going through our city stat data. To be able to pull it up on the screen and review it has been a really nice opportunity to see things in a different light.
Well, I know that you're into the 21st century with all of your social media information that you give out from City Hall. So now this is going to be a stupid question. Do you run this technology here yourself?
Yeah, it's great, actually. It connects to a desktop or a laptop. You know, it's all wireless now, so it's fantastic, literally, for city stat data, presentations when we have folks coming in, senior staff, we can pull it up and review a particular issue or problem. We were Google mapping the other day, just like, oh, let's take a look at the site. Very easy, so it's
cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay, before we turn the recorder on, I was asking you, it's been a long time since I've been here, asking you about updates on Salem. You mentioned a few things. You've got some business enterprise questions, I guess, or ongoing and things like that. Maybe a quick précis as to what's happening in the great city of Salem.
Yeah, thank you. So it's budget season. We're definitely working on trying to wrap up our FY17 budget, getting that into the council later this month. We've had a long conversation going on with FW Webb, a business that's been in Salem for the last six decades that's looking to expand, causing some controversy with respect to concerns neighbors and abutters have raised. And we're trying to work through that. I'm hopeful we're on a path forward that's positive. We're also working on the beginning of a new harbor plan process for the abutting 45 acres to the power plant. The power plant's under construction. Things are going well there. Thank you to the neighborhood for putting up with all the additional disruptions while that's underway. But we also want to start thinking about the remaining 45 acres around it and how we can work collaboratively to think about what happens next there.
Going back to the budget, if I may, Madam Mayor, what were some of the obstacles that you had to overcome this time around?
Yeah, we're not seeing an increase in local aid, so that's definitely been a bit of a hardship. Some of that's driven by charter school reimbursements, so our assessments are up. But as you know, costs don't go down, so our pensions are up in other areas. We still also think that we need to invest more in aging infrastructure, you know, more road work, more sidewalk work. When you live in a city as historic as Salem, it feels like you can never put enough dollars or keep up with those items. We're also trying to make an increased revenue or, I guess, an increased action with respect to opiates and working with our police department as part of a social peer program, social service and peer program to try and at least prevent or address opiates in a bigger way than we have in the past. So there's a few items that we're investing in that are going to cost a bit more, but I just think super necessary.
I was going to ask you about union contracts, but the opiate thing, obviously, you know, Gloucester, the news coming out of Gloucester front and center with their Angel program has been, I want to say, 99.9% positive. Chief Tucker, former Chief Tucker, state senator from the area, representative from Salem, former Chief Tucker is very vocal in working on that as well. So they're really, Chief Campanello up in Gloucester wanted to change the conversation. And boy, I'd say in the last year, it really has changed.
Absolutely. To start thinking more about addiction as a disease, not a crime, and then working to both prevent, advocate, and support, you know, families and those who unfortunately find themselves in a predicament, which are more and more people. The number of overdoses in Salem are staggering, not unlike what we're seeing in other parts of the Commonwealth, and we need to invest more resources to address this.
Also, and I know this is a little bit off topic, but there was a disposal program for prescriptions a couple of weeks ago in the area, last week or the week before, all over the area. And I went through my medicine cabinet, and I found some old painkillers from when I had surgery and kidney stones and that kind of thing. And I found one of them. It was oxycodone, I think it's called. And it was a prescription for 30 pills, and I counted them. There were 29 pills in there, so obviously I had taken one. But I'm thinking, why in God's name would anybody prescribe that many for me? So there's also that issue, people becoming more aware advocating for oneself, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think the governor and the AG and a number of state officials in the House and the Senate as well have really decided we're going to put down, you know, a comprehensive plan that's not just about providing services to addicts, but also recognizing where folks are getting, you know, this you know, these prescriptions. Mm-hmm. Most people are starting out on some sort of prescription. So it's just, it's so incredibly important and so incredibly difficult to hear these stories and listen to families who have been impacted by this disease. People cannot stop once they start.
And we all know someone.
You got it. As the mother of three teenagers, it scares the life
out
of you.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Amen to that. Very briefly, back to the budget. Union contracts?
Yeah, so we have wrapped up the vast majority of our union contracts. We're still in negotiations on the school side with both teachers and our school-based AFSCME, but we're hoping to be close to, you know, getting an agreement with our teachers as well.
A couple of new principals on the docket, I guess. What's your assessment overview of schools this year?
Yeah, I'm really feeling hopeful. This is the first full year of our new superintendent, and I think we were on a path that was heading in the right direction, and she's just really strengthened all of those efforts. We had two acting principals this year who are staying here full-time, so that's great. I think we had a chance to really see them in action, and they had a chance to see if this was a good fit for them. And then we have two new principals coming on board, one at the Carleton School, a principal who resigned, did great work, and is resigning to go live internationally, and the principal at the Bentley School, who also started up our Level 4 school and did some yeoman's work putting in place our new Horace Mann charter there, is leaving to pursue some other interests. So an opportunity to bring on two new people as well, both coming from the system, I should say. Mm-hmm. So promotions within those schools, and I think we do want to have a good feeder system and provide teacher leadership opportunities, so it's great.
Very nice. A couple of quick questions finally. I asked you in our pregame warm-up here about a marijuana dispensary, and I just saw a shrug. A little more about that.
Yeah.
Is there one in the area or whatever?
There is. We have a medical marijuana dispensary in Salem. It's on Grove Street. I think we were the first one to open in the Commonwealth just by virtue of the fact that the permits got issued at the state level initially. It's operated here. This will be its first full year in operation. We've had very few issues, if any. And I shrugged because it hasn't created large issues mm-hmm. either in the neighborhood. And we do have a community benefits agreement with them, a host agreement where they're paying for additional resources in the area around transportation and access and circulation. So it hasn't, you know, really generated much negativity.
Well, I take the shrug as a real positive reaction.
It's illegal, you know, it's legal in Massachusetts to have medical marijuana.
But no issues, that's the big thing.
No issues.
Excellent.
No issues.
Okay, finally, summer is upon us. We've got about three more weeks to go, and the outlook for summer in Salem.
We are excited about a couple of new things happening. One, we're hoping to start up a water taxi service just intra-Salem. So from Pickering Wharf and Blaney Street and Winter Island, the Willows, really want to find ways to get more residents and visitors out on the water and enjoying Salem Sound. We are wrapping up completion of the commercial marina at Blaney Street next door to where the ferry operates or at the same location. So again, increased activities in waterfront. And I think we're really hoping that Salem, the weather will cooperate and we'll have a great season for people who live here as well as visitors and tourists that are coming to visit.
Going to happen. Thank you.
I think so.
All right. That's Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.